Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 on Friday, May 27th, 2005. The encounters with these two crazy people lodged in my mind like an unsolved puzzle, and they continued to occupy my thoughts, occasionally, of course, but not every minute, for the next year or so. In the case of Sylvia Frumpkin, whom I had met only through the transcribed monologues published in The New Yorker by Susan Sheehan, I suppose I could have dismissed that one strangely lucid, even insightful comment that had appeared in the midst of an unhinged
lobby of the Swank Jefferson Towers, where I was the midnight security guard, working at a job that I had gotten to give me the freedom to read and write as much as I wanted, and I read the entire series by Susan Sheehan, Velocity, a mental patient object,
Planets Orbit. The sun that we're talking about here in the celestial version of the law of inertia. And he's supposed whether it can be determined simply by position and that
so most of that most of the night hypothesis
with retour that formulation of the law might through the imprimatur and other buildings were spent in the lobby of Madison Manor, much more bare bones desk kind of situation. This lobby, this apartment building called Madison Manor did not provide full-time 24-hour security service. And
well,
instead, it just had
roughly half the time, about four hours, I would spend in that lobby.
And that's where there was a similarity to my encounter with the guy who came around at 3 a.m. looking for an apartment at Madison Manor on a bitterly cold night. For he, too, seemed to have a clear eye for the bottom line, although, according to his own definition, of what that might be. Now, part of this was the reaction of the cop at the scene that night. The cop clearly thought that the 3 a.m. encounter was
the reason I find this book difficult to read is that while it has extraordinarily vivid imagery and is probably the best book ever written capturing the running at the mouth of the beauties in a appropriate and
Mixed up metaphors, she suddenly said, I want to go on, what's my line, as a mental patient. That's my job, really, a mental patient. I get paid for it by SSI, et cetera, et cetera. And it was this moment of clarity in the middle of all this nonsense about, you know, being married to John Travolta and being John Travolta's behavior that night, a major objective in the pursuit of which all his behaviors were organized.
Suddenly,
I don't like this bench at the police station, the policemen are rude, the bench is hard, I'm going to find a nicer place to spend the night where the bed is soft and the people are nice. I'll just go out into the cold and start looking. It's so cold and the cold is so likely to freeze me to death that if I wander around in my shirt sleeves, whoever sees me will let me in the door, and if I encounter authority again, I will just jabber away incoherently and cough and carry on fake
There's a different statistical
they will hear my cough
argument
they will
that other people
outside.
Would make here, but he isn't actually making it.
They don't have to think.
The boards he is saying the probability of a simply that is not smaller than that of a complex one. If, however, the former does occur, we shall not attribute its occurrence to chance.
About God and chemistry.
So in other words, if the
various combinations of the physical and the divine, and also in a very frantic manner, the policeman responded to this by eventually calling an ambulance. He gave in, basically said, okay, you want to stay in the emergency room tonight, or you want to stay in the hospital, we'll take you to the emergency room. Calls the ambulance. The ambulance difficult to read.
For example, that one reads fiction,
the way one might read The Death of Ricardo Reyes by Jose Saramago, which of course is a tribute novel to Fernando Pessoa. The way the problem with this book is that it simply
he knew what he was wanted, and even the symptoms of his disease.
There is no
the flow of
really nutty word salad out of his mouth was something that he could adjust when he was just sitting alone with me, and I think I was being fairly nice to him, the relatively nice security guard. He was able to keep that pretty much under control and didn't babble nearly as much. As soon as the cops showed up, he was babbling very quickly, very fast, and really, really nuts. And so that was the problem for me.